Welcome everyone to the HP Global Employee Ownership Podcast Series. Just some quick housekeeping before we get started. We recognize that this podcast is available to the general public, but we just want to say that the views expressed in these communications are of Bob Whalen in the context of HP Global and may not be applicable to broader audiences. So today we have a focus on leadership and some awesome storytelling, and we have with us Bob Whalen, Jim Sossman, and Stacey Baum. Stacey, I'll let you get started.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining us today on the podcast. I'm here with Bob Whalen, who is our CEO of HP Global, and Jim Sossman. Jim is our division president at BBEC. And today we're going to try something a little different for our discussion. We're going to take a little bit of a journey through the changes for both Bob and Jim during their careers here at HP and what brought them here, what has been some of the exciting points that has kept them both engaged in our business and our people. So I hope you enjoy this podcast. I'm going to start by, I think, asking you, Jim. So I know you've been employed with HP for 35 years, which is such an accomplishment and a commitment. I know you've seen a lot of change during your time. I think it'd be nice to get everyone a perspective on why did you pick HP McClure as your employer? It was definitely a different time, I think, with the business being a privately held family business.
Sure, it was. I just said earlier, we were talking, I don't know that I picked HB McClure or if HB picked me. I think it might have been a little of both, but I started my career here working in the field for summer projects, summer help. And my last year of college, I got out of school and didn't really know which direction I was going to go. So I said, let's give HB a try and go back there, which I did, and I spent some more time in the field. But shortly after that, maybe 9 months or so, I did move into the office and held various positions throughout my career. Most of my career has been in estimating. After Bob joined the organization, did take various leadership roles in the organization. So, yeah, I have financial statements in my office from 1989 where it was a $5 or $6 million business, and now, you know, what we've become today. Where HB, I think, is a $70 million business currently. At one point in my career, I moved over to BBEC to assume the president's role there, looking for change, maybe. Yeah. After 30 years at one organization, so that's really a snapshot of my career and, you know, how I got to where I am today. You talk about change. I did see a lot of change. Most notably was in what year? 2008, when Bob bought HB McClure Company. It was the biggest change. Obviously, a lot of hurt feelings at the time, not knowing, you know, we worked for a family business up until that point, and, you know, had a lot of unknowns in front of us. What was going to happen, what we were going to become, what Bob was going to be like, didn't know him at the time, but it all worked out for the best. And, you know, obviously seen a lot of change over my career, but it's all been embraced and all been for the greater good, I believe.
So let's talk a little bit about Bob coming into the organization and making that change. I think it's a good segue into, Bob, what made you pick HB McClure to be the business for you?
Well, my history is I graduated from college in 1992, started working, you know, started off the first part of my career was employee benefits. So for the first 15 years of my career, I was in different phases of the employee benefit business. But in 2002, about 10 years after I had graduated from college, I went back and got an MBA. And I came out of that MBA with some philosophies about running a business that, you know, I wanted an opportunity to put to work. And so in 2005, 2006, I started to put out feelers that I was interested in buying a business. And a one of those people that I let know that I was looking for a business was Mark Caldwell, who was on our board at the time and is still on the board of directors today. And they were looking to help Bob transition the business, you know, from himself. It was almost 100 years old. He was the third generation leader to somebody else. And it got off to a little shaky start. Bob actually came to the conclusion he wanted to go in a different direction. But I was looking at another deal, and Mark said, would you still be interested in H.B. McClure? And I said, I would, but we gotta like do something, you know? And so we reinvigorated the conversations, and I ended up buying a minority interest in H.B. McClure. And so really, the reason I was so interested in H.B. McClure is because it's such a great brand in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I mean, everybody knows the blue and gold trucks of HB for really for everybody in town's entire, you know, life. They've been part of the fabric of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And so when I got that opportunity, like I jumped at it, I could not wait. But the interesting thing is, you know, it really took a big turn really quickly, because in 2008, we closed the deal and basically we were in recession and didn't know it. And so that necessitated really, I got a little bit of a honeymoon, because we were in the middle of our most successful financial year ever in 2008. 2009 would still be okay, or better than okay, but the train wreck was coming and we could see it. So I have a lot of fun conversations that I had with Jim at that time, but that really started me thinking about where we wanted to go. And that's really the first point that I ever considered employee ownership, is I was looking for a way to make the transition between Bob and myself cheaper or more effective. And one of the things you go to look for is tax savings, which led me to an ESOP. And because I was in employee benefits, I was familiar with ESOPs. And that's what really led us down the path of going to an ESOP. And really, I'm incredibly thankful that that happened. And we ended up going that direction, because it not only ended up being great for the business, it ended up being, you know, what I got my passion from. And really always came in with a philosophy of building a great team and really looking at putting, you know, the experience I had in team sports to work in business. But I believe the ESOP was that, you know, really important moment that connected to what I was trying to do to a purpose that was outside of myself and for others, you know, that I look back on what we've done now, you know, over the last 14 years as an ESOP. It'll be 14 years here in a couple of weeks. It's the thing that keeps on giving me energy as we move forward and have gone through just incredible amount of change. And so that's just a little bit, you know, about how we got started and where, and it's just ended up in a totally different place than what I thought when I joined HB back in 2008.
So with that evolution, I think, you know, the other piece for today I'm interested to talk with both of you about is the personal connection. So finding that reason to believe in the organization, the people that you work with, those connections that you make. Bob, I think your childhood and upbringing connects well with a lot of our employees. Do you want to touch on that connection?
Yeah, well, you know, as I was coming in, and so, you know, one of the pieces of advice that I give to leaders is to not be in a hurry to add value. I think we make a lot of mistakes as leaders when we take on new roles that we're in a rush to add value. We want to show that we bring some value to the table. And one of the reasons that I give leaders advice to take some time just to assess your environment, what you're going through, really take your time, is because I think I found that if I could point to, one key thing that I did that I came in that I would do it all over again if I could, it's that I really took the time. And you talk about a personal connection. I cozied up to Jim, right away. For everyone that doesn't know, and I've talked about this a lot, so I think a lot of you do know, I had almost zero construction experience when I came in to HB. And so I needed somebody that I could trust that was going to help bring me along on the technical side. And Jim was that person. But the interesting part about that, I think is Jim and I didn't know each other when I came in to HB, but there was a connection. Is my father and my uncle's father had passed away when they were very young. And so the neighborhood, really embraced them as they were going up. And I think mostly it was try to keep them out of trouble. but two of the people that my dad had always, mentioned as being really impactful and helping them and taking them to practice and getting them to where they needed to be was Jim's dad and Jim's uncle. And so as soon as I said I was going to HB, and my dad knew that Jim was there, he's like, retold this whole story and the role that he played. And so that gave me a little insight, into the connection that Jim and I had personally. And I think we, connected on that level right away. And, I'm very, quick to give Jim a lot of credit. I am still not a construction, expert. I focus my time on a lot of other aspects of our business. But to the extent, I have an understanding of what we're trying to do and how we're trying to do it and what's important, it's really because of, this guy and bringing me along, over time. And I think it was that coming from the outside that really helped me, to take my time and just really recognize that, I needed to understand what was going on in the organization before I could be impactful at all. And then just to take one little thing at a time. That's why generally, I give that advice, because it just takes you time, to really figure out some of those actions that you want to take that are going to be impactful. And you can't do that by just opening a playbook and doing the same thing every time. You really have to assess your environment. I give Jim, a ton of credit, to that. And, our connections from our families, was an important part, I think, of us connecting right away.
And that was big for myself and the team. And he left out the part where he took me golfing.
Okay.
that helped.
That helped.
Yeah.
It
was how I came in. So myself and the team did have a lot of fear with the transition.
What role were you in at that time, Jim?
Oh, boy. I was semi-leading the commercial part of the business. And I say semi because there was three of us that were somewhat leading. We were leading the construction side of the business. Bob McClure didn't want to make a decision there to upset the apple cart. So we kind of all worked in our own areas. And that was one of the things Bob brought, was some structure to the organization. But, with that fear, Bob talking about the connection, that squashed a lot of that fear for me. He didn't come in, we're all thinking, what's Bob going to do? Well, very quickly, it was clear he's not going to do much. He's going to learn, and which turned out into us learning together. He brought a lot of other experience to the table, different mindset and looking at the business. But it was all conversations, which put myself and the team at ease, some quicker than others. I'm sure you remember. But I think that was the biggest thing. Not me personally wasn't afraid of change. It was just not knowing what that would be, and being part of the process. I will also say, part of the benefit, when I look back over my career, I was very fortunate to be always involved with leadership of the company. Being a small company, Bob McClure, our executive vice president, I was the main estimator at the time, so I was working directly with them. I was young, I didn't know the business yet, so they were very involved. So I got to see other parts of the business. And that also transitioned later down the road when we started doing acquisitions. You know, Bob would take me along to those meetings, and I was getting exposure to a lot of those things. So it you know, that all makes connections, and, you know, that's what made it interesting for me.
I think all of that is so helpful just to understand the journey for both of you and some of the flexibility and open-mindedness that you both had to have of Bob, you picking a business that you didn't have experience in. And Jim, you said maybe you didn't pick HB, but something's kept you here for your entire career. I'd love to hear a little bit more about that evolution of what fulfillment you've gotten over the years.
Yeah, it's, I think I'm a learner. I like to learn new things. Change doesn't scare me. So obviously since Bob's been here, there's been a lot of change. But it's been fun. It's been fun change. And with the ESOP, seeing a bigger picture that's more impactful to a bunch of employees has really been interesting. But, you know, I don't view our culture had changed drastically over that time. And it was always a culture that I liked. It was fun. We worked hard. We always say back in the day, we worked hard, but we had a lot of fun. That didn't change when Bob came in. And I think the other big thing is the autonomy that I've always had in the organization. Bob's big on that. Bob McClure was big on that as well. And that's what's done it for me. You know, I think you pick careers. It's not always about the money. It's about how you feel when you're there going in every day. And that's, I've always felt good going there. And then the relationships you develop over time are fun. That's maybe been one of the larger challenges as the organization's grown and people move around, especially for me, is keeping those older connections that I've had. And I miss those, but it just gets harder and harder to maintain. But you make new connections and see different things. So it's just been fun for me. It's been a fun career. It's been the autonomy and exposure to new things that's kept me challenged over my career.
Stacy, one of the things that I'm most proud about, you know, what we did at HB McClure, you know, even before, you know, we evolved into, you know, HB Global, which is a holding company for multiple mechanical contracting businesses, is that there was a leadership team of five people that ran HB McClure before I got there. And every single one of those people are either still in the organization or have retired. You know, so they stayed for the rest of their working career, you know, with us. And, you know, I'm really proud about that because, you know, and it was not, as Jim mentioned, it was not easy on everybody. You know, some of those people went through significant change, you know, and didn't have the same role post the transition from Bob to myself as they did. But the organization or the leadership team or whatever it was about HB McClure kept them there for the rest of their career. And I think they're all, you know, even those that are retired are proud of the role that they played in helping the organization grow and thrive. And you know, Jim and continues to play a leadership role, you know, as we go forward. So I'm very proud of that. And not only at HB McClure, but the other companies we've bought, the number of senior leaders, you know, that continue with their career post acquisition is one of the things I'm most proud of. And not just senior leaders, you know, all of our employees that decide that this is a place that they want to be, because that is one of my core beliefs about work. Is we make a decision, whether it be active or passive, to either stay with the organization that we work for or we go to work someplace else. And as you look at what our people have done, you know, we have consistently had lower turnover of our employees that decide to stay with HP Global. And I'm incredibly proud of that because I think they're saying something about their value system when they do that.
And I think the thought process and the intentionality about how we choose acquisitions, it's a mutual decision, and it's really based on how well, not just financially, those businesses add to our organization, but culturally, how they align. And I think that's where we recognize how hard it is for employees in the transition of the unknown. But the open-mindedness and being able to be aligned with our core values, it means a lot. And I think that's driven a lot of purpose for you specifically as we've evolved into an ESOP. And I thought maybe you could share a little bit about that impact.
Yeah, I think one of the important, parts of that is it's about the people. I mean, right down, it's about the people, and it's about the organization's behavior aligning with that consistently. And I think we've in large part, done that. We're not perfect. We make mistakes. We make blunders along the way, but it's about the people. And that has been what has evolved for me over time. I came out of college, with a core belief system that business was about creating a return for shareholders. And that has evolved to one that it's about the people. And we've aligned our shareholders with our people. And so I can combine those two things together. And so, you could say it's about getting a return for our shareholders or it's about our people. They are the same thing. And so I don't have to wrestle which one of those things, I'm most focused on. And I think one of the things, that we focus on, there's always an and. Yes, we have to perform financially. And yes, we have to treat our people in a way that we would want to be treated if we want to be successful over the long run. And it's become my purpose. It's become my purpose that we maximize this company for a lot of different things, but for me personally, it's about getting a financial return for our people and also creating a great place to work that people want to be. And there's a lot that goes into it. But when it comes right down to it, it can be simply described as being about our people.
So true. Jim, how about from a transition standpoint of making decisions? Have you seen much change in the guiding principles of making decisions for the people versus decisions that are best for the business? Or do you see those two styles and mentality meshing?
I think they mesh tremendously. And I can speak for HB McClure. And I think it's relevant in our other businesses as well. But it was always a family business. And even with Bob McClure, it was about that family. It didn't seem, I think we focus more on dollars now for a higher cause. It doesn't seem like we focused on that as much before. I'm sure we did. As a sole proprietor, Bob McClure was very interested in profits, as most companies are. But it didn't feel that way because the people came first, and one thing I was thinking as Bob was talking, we don't, either Bob McClure or Bob Whalen or Sal, we don't make decisions based on what's happening today. 2010, we were looking forward, we weren't cutting all of our staff. We were looking forward to 2012 or 11, and what's coming down the road. But really the focus was keeping that team intact. Which was, I can remember as Bob McClure was transitioning out of the business, people still wanted Bob McClure to do the reviews. It kind of goes back to the connection piece and all of this. So it was always about the people, I think. So it wasn't that big of a stretch. It just brought another level to it, I think, which has been fun. It's what makes it worth it. In the office, we spend a large part of our time thinking about how to make things better for people. It may not always feel it day in, day out, but that's really where we spend a lot of our time in leadership. Surely with results and all of that, but it's just been ingrained in me through all of leadership that that's the way it should be.
And I think both of you have touched on the connections with people, teammates at all levels throughout the organization. I think that's something that, you know, each of us can reflect a little bit on of when things are going well and we want to have fun. We want to have fun with the people we're spending a lot of time with every day at work. And when things are hard and there's a storm to be weathered, you want to have a connection with the people on your team to weather that storm together, because it takes everyone.
And I could think, you know, the recession was a big deal, but COVID maybe arguably was a bigger deal. And remember, you know, those days when that first kicked off and our focus was 100%, we weren't talking about the business at all. We were talking about the people in the organization. And that's what everything was framed around COVID. Bob could elaborate on all the nice things we did for our people, but I know that was the focus.
Well, I've said, I mean, one of the things I'm most proud of all the things that we've done as a business in my time with HB, it was whenever we said we were going to guarantee bonuses for where we were, you know, during COVID before it started. You know, we made that commitment. Now, it turned out that we got government assistance through PPP to take care of that. But when we made that decision, we didn't know that. And I still will remember, you know, one of the video messages I sent out to the employees, and I did this video message to send out, you know, and I sent it to my wife and she's like, do not send that. You know, you look like we're going through a war. You cannot send that. People are not going to respond well. And I'm like, sorry, it's out. But I think it just speaks to, you know, it's easy to look back on that now and, you know, think everything went well and we came out of that stronger than we were when we went in. But it was a tough time, a time of great uncertainty, you know, that required us as an organization to really respond differently, you know. And I think we can look back, as for all of us that, you know, part of the organization, we can be proud of what we did and how we went through that and really showed truly what we were about. You know, it was about more, you know, than making a profit. It was about our people. You know, and what were we going to do to make sure that we got through this the best way we could? And, you know, I think it's a really important part of what makes us, you know, what we are. And we showed it then. And I'm very proud of that. I mean, it's probably my proudest moment of us as an organization.
Excellent. How about from, Jim, the time that Bob purchased HB McClure to where you're at today? What was something that was an unexpected change, but that has been exciting for you?
Well, I think that's, you know, as Bob alluded to when he first came in, the ESOP idea wasn't there. You know, we had done some other, it's not true. The idea wasn't there. That was probably the most exciting, you know. It wasn't fear, it was probably lack of understanding, you know. And, you know, I boiled it down to the basics, and, you know, somebody's willing to give us something more in a retirement that's for just doing our jobs, you know, do what you've been doing and this will work out. And, you know, there's a lot of faith involved there.
Yes.
We didn't understand it. We hadn't experienced it. I think, the merger with BBEC was a big deal because they had already been in ESOP for 10 years prior. And it showed us the system worked. Whereas we have a lot of nice retirement accounts at BBEC since they've been in ESOP for 20 years. You know, one of Bob's vision was maybe retiring earlier than you would with the ESOP benefit. And that we're seeing that play out at BBEC. So that was probably the biggest. Other than that, it's kind of been, you know, I alluded to learning, you know, leadership development and that type of thing. It was all exciting, but that was the biggest change, I think, that happened with an unknown with it.
Bob, how about, I think as we get ready to wrap up here today, any thoughts for sharing your vision of the future?
Well, I think for us to achieve the vision of the future that we have, I think the most important thing for all of us is to connect our personal mission and what we're doing with that, with the mission of the company. And, you know, the big thing for me is that's something outside of myself. You know, when we get that, the report at, you know, in February, I get a report that has every single employee's balance, you know, what's happened to the stock price from last year to this year, and what's every person. That truly is my Christmas, you know, for the year when it comes to business, because that's something that we've all done together to create, you know, value for every single person that's here. And it's the thing that I'm most proud of what we do. And I could not be more excited about this coming February based on the great results that we've achieved really across the board at the company this year, you know, of what we'll be able to share with everybody. And so I think it's finding a way that you can connect, you know, what you're doing as an individual to what we are doing, you know, as a company, connecting those two things together. And when you find that, it's really the sweet spot, you know, that makes it not work anymore. And, you know, I wish that for everybody. What I do every day is not work. And I know to greater or lesser degrees, you know, people have that, and it's not an easy, you know, thing to find, but it's really being able to have that, you know, where you've connected what your mission is as an individual with what we're doing as a company. And, you know, I think it just makes it fun to come to work every day.
It's a good ending point. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Jim. It's been fun to have this conversation with both of you. For everyone listening today, I hope you learned something new and go out and find your reason to believe in what your role is within the organization and how you're making this a better place to work. So thank you, everyone.
All right. Thank you, Jim, Stacy, and Bob for your time today. It's a really great discussion. If anyone has any questions for the team, you can feel free to email them to eopodcast@hb-global.com. And we look forward to seeing you in next month's podcast. Have a great one.